a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I want to begin the Senate Health and Human Services Committee meeting. I'd like to invite all of you that are in attendance. I see we have some pharmacy students here. Thank you very much for the screening. Thank you for your commitment to pharmacy career. And the only glitch in all of this is you need to stay in South Dakota to practice. So that's the expectation that's out there. So thank you for joining us. Just a reminder, if you're going to speak at today, you need to sign in. And when you come up to the podium, please identify yourself for our home listening audience. And I'd ask you all to silence your cell phones at this time. With that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senator Bradford?
Here.
Curran?
Here.
Jensen?
Here.
Krebs?
Here.
Rampelberg?
Here.
Soholt?
Here.
Hunhoff?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you so very much. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Senator Krebs, second by Senator Curd. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. With that, we will move to our first order of business. We are going to address House Bill 1017, and what that does is repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes related to the Department of Social Services. I'm just going to ask you to wait 1 minute because we have some pages in the room. I would like them to come to the microphone. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you know where you're going after this, we'd like to hear.
My name's Alexis Logue. I'm from Wakanda, and I'm going to USD for medical biology.
Thank you.
My name is Jason Samuelson. I'm from Rapid City, and I'm going to Bowling Green State University for sports management.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, with that, proponents for House Bill 1017. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Is your mic on? Hit the green.
Oh, yeah, and there's light enough. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Daniel Todd. I'm one of the Special Assistant Attorney Generals with the Department of Social Services. Thank you for allowing me to testify before you today. I'm here on House Bill 1017. It's a result of one of the governor's red tape cleanup initiatives. It just basically repeals bills that are outdated, no longer in need. Section 1 actually deals with some data that's being now collected by other avenues, law enforcement and UJS, and so no longer needs to be collected by and reported by the state attorney's office to the Department of Social Services. Sections 2 through 4 are actually 1939 bills. Yes, we still have a few of those still on the books, and no longer needed as they are now covered by different chapters, titles, provisions in code. Sections 5 and 6 are parts of the drug and alcohol treatment and prevention chapter, no longer needed. Most of those sections in that chapter were repealed a couple years ago in the other governor's initiative. So request your support for this bill, and I'll be available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there other proponents for House Bill 1017? Other proponents? Are there any questions of the proponent? Okay. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1017? Any opponents? Seeing no opponents, last time, any questions? Seeing none, I would close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion or action by the committee.
Madam Chair.
Senator Krebs.
Move to pass on House Bill 1017.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Krebs, seconded by Senator Soholt, to pass on House Bill 1017. Any comments on that motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. Just in essence of time, I think a lot of folks and typically think that we come to peer and we make laws, but part of our job is to repeal old laws and take things off the books that are no longer necessary and to kill bills that are not necessary. So this is one of those repealer language laws that we always like to see the red tape removed.
Thank you. Any other? Seeing none, the motion before you is do pass on House Bill 1017. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Motion carried.
Madam.
Senator Krebs.
Move consent.
It's been moved by Senator Krebs to move to consent, second by Senator Jensen. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. For those of you that are here, when we put this bill on consent, it says that we believe we've thoroughly debated and it's a non-controversial bill and it will go down on the Senate floor. There is opportunity for someone to pull the bill if they wanted to address it. If not, we'll just have one single vote on all the bills that are in consent, and that would occur on the floor. So part of it is we believe that the process has been followed. It's not controversial. You heard no debate here, so that sort of improve the process, speed it up, so that those bills that need good testimony get that effort. So thank you. I see we have some people in blue jackets. Would you just like to say? Oh, this is Senator Krebs. Go for it.
Personal privilege. Thank you, Madam Chair. We're excited to and be honored here today in the blue with our Brandon Day. And of course, when it comes with Brandon Day, Madam Chair and members of the committee, we have Tony's Catering. So please join us in the House and President and Senate Speaker's lobbies for some great food and also, you know, just fellowship and conversation with the folks from Brandon. So welcome, Brandon folks, for Brandon Day.
Thank you. And thank you for the lunch that you're going to be providing us. With that, we'll move to the second item, which is House Bill 1018, which revises certain provisions regarding the record-keeping process of child welfare agencies to the Department of Social Services. Are there proponents for House Bill 1018? Welcome back.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. Again, my name is Daniel Todd. I'm one of the Special Assistant Attorney Generals for the Department of Social Services. House Bill 1018, again, was the result of a governor's red tape initiative. When we reviewed that bill, we realized there's actually some substance there which we ought to look at, but really some old language. There were some references to basically a paper trail blanks. Probably all of you are younger than I am, but I actually remember the forms when you would hand people and they would fill in blank, 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 and then sign their name. We're kind of past that era, and so wanted to update that statute so it would reflect how we practice in the world. So request your support for that bill, and I'll be available for questions if you have any.
Thank you very much, Mr. Todd. Are there further proponents for House Bill 1018? Further proponents? All right. Any questions by the committee? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I thought this was getting pretty boring. We ought to have some questions. So.
Senator Bradford, I just want to remind you we're an efficient committee.
Really and truly, I've often wondered what when something is confidential, could you, to what extreme is that? If I was trying to locate one of my grandchildren or something, and he was in the welfare system, would this, I couldn't attach any of these records or obtain any of these?
Madam Chair. Senator Bradford, the statute still maintains confidentiality of the department's records. That's been an age-old protection for basically children. There are processes, even though they're confidential, that there may be some avenues to be able to visit with us and obtain information that would be crucial in obtaining information that, whether it be an adoption or whatever. But it basically remains, it's just not open to the public. The general public can't come in and say, I'd sure like to look at that. Well, no, there's got to be a legitimate process, and sometimes it needs to be approved by the court.
Thank you. Follow up. I guess it's, you know, I'm mostly thinking about our Native kids and how sometimes they're overseen and lost in the welfare system, and that's basically what that would be covered in under a different, total different act, probably, huh?
Madam Chair. Yes, there's other statutes that really deal with those confidentiality issues for children in the either with in custody of DSS, involved in a termination, or involved in a guardianship or placement through the court process, and we'd look to those statutes to determine if we can work through the confidentiality issues.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1018? Any opponents? Opponents? Seeing none, then, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Solhold.
I would move do pass House Bill 1018.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Solhold, seconded by Senator Krebs. Do pass on House Bill 1018. Any comments on that motion? Hearing none. Then the vote before this committee is do pass on House Bill 1018. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
It is unanimous.
Motion carried.
Move consent.
Second.
Moved by Senator Jensen, second by Senator Krebs to move to consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. House Bill 1018 will go to consent. Thank you. With that, as efficient as we are, we will move to House Bill 1024. This is a bill that places certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency. Proponents for House Bill 1024. Good morning and welcome. Okay. Fine, thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Justin Williams. I'm the legal counsel for the Department of Health. Here's a proponent of House Bill 1024. House Bill 1024 is the annual update to the South Dakota Controlled Substances Schedules, and it serves to keep up with the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency's scheduling actions. House Bill 1024 proposes to add 8 new drugs to Schedule 1 and 1 new drug to Schedule 3. Drugs are scheduled according to their potential for abuse, use in medical treatment, and potential for dependence, and that's how they determine what schedule to put them on. The administration first brought a bill to ask you to address the synthetic drugs issue in 2012. The Attorney General and several law enforcement agencies took the lead along with the Department of Health in creating several categories of similar chemical compounds, which were known to have intoxicating effects. That bill, Senate Bill 23, was overwhelmingly supported by yourselves and your colleagues and signed into law. Last year, the administration brought Senate Bill 68, which sought to add a few more substances to the that became known to the law enforcement community during the interim year, and also added a controlled substance analog law, which mirrors the federal controlled substance law. Again, Senate Bill 68 was overwhelmingly supported by yourselves and your colleagues and signed into law. This year's bill is an update to the ongoing attempt to curb the synthetic drug issue and also to schedule one drug that the DEA has recently scheduled federally. Section 1 updates the list of synthetic drugs by adding 8 new synthetic drugs that have emerged since the 2013 legislation. And if you look at the bill, it's on page 14, kind of at the top there, is the list of 8. Section 2 adds perampanel to Schedule 3. Perampanel is used to treat specific types of seizures, and the perampanel is the generic name. The brand name is Fycompa, and again, that's being scheduled by the DEA federally, and we're just following suit there. Section 3 includes an emergency clause to allow the updates to take effect immediately. With that, I ask your support of House Bill 1024. Thank you for your time, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there other proponents for House Bill 1024? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Bethanna Feist, Assistant Attorney General with the Attorney General's Office, and I just say that we support this bill.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Any questions from committee members? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1024? Any opponents? Opponents. Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Move do pass.
Senator Jensen moves do pass on House Bill 1024. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Rampelberg. Any comments on that motion?
No.
Hearing none, the motion before the committee is due pass on House Bill 1024. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Motion carried.
Move consent.
Second.
Moved by Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Soholt for consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Quick work of this. Well, committee, on Friday, we have three bills that are scheduled. I appreciate your attentiveness and the presenters for providing the information. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Senator Krebs, second by Senator Rampelberg. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.